This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show.
There's no tanking in the National Football League.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Arizona Cardinals have released Colt McCoy.
When it's all said and done, you see the sunshine of Caleb Williams. If I'm Kyler Murray, I'm sitting there thinking, what is this all about?
Earlier on the show, Eagles linebacker Hassan Reddick, Little League World Series champions El Segundo Little League. Coming up, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Factual. Welcome to this third hour of the Rich Eisen Show. If you missed the first two, you missed a chat with Hassan Reddick of the Philadelphia Eagles, a game wrecker that the 49ers know how he can wreck a game. He wrecked that game in the NFC Championship game by taking out Brock Purdy, and then our conversation ended with him saying he's heard about a lot of the chirping and admitted he is circling the game against the 49ers in Week 13 in Philadelphia already. And that was an interesting conversation. And hour number two, we welcomed in virtually every kid from the world champion El Segundo squad that just took down the Little League World Series. They, let's just say, they took down Curaçao more than our green room for refrigerator. The guys here believe it's because we have too much healthy stuff in our fridge and none of the, you know,
the 12-year-old was
because, again, you could see a lot of Dr. Pepper and 7-Up.
Water.
And ginger ale went out the door. A couple of cans of Coke. And the Laquan Spindrift untouched. Water as well.
Laquan's.
And you're saying, I'm a terrible father, essentially, because of that. Best dad ever. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying,
we should have ordered pizza.
We should have got the kids pizza or donuts.
Or we should have thrown Pop Rocks in their direction. Light. Didn't you hear what happened to Mikey, apparently? Careful.
He likes
careful.
It. Hey, Mikey.
No. It's a gun.
There we go.
Oh, like when Trump ordered fast food when the was it Clemson
the
who came?
Kids want that. He wasn't
he
bad.
Got the fast food, and I bet they loved it.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's their first quarter pounder in forever.
So, I don't know.
All right. But it was fun. It was fun.
It was great.
It was a great chat with these
awesome
kids. Champions of the world.
Unbelievable.
So, and the phone lines are lit. We'll take your phone calls in a brief bit. Max Crosby, the Raiders, is going to be joining us soon.
Raider.
I have a top five I've been promising. The preseason's in the books. I have the best performances, five of them, of the final week of the NFL preseason, and I think it's a precursor, a little bit, of what's to come as well. I need the music, please. Top five performances of the final week of the National Football League preseason. Number five on the list was on the list of week one's top five performances back in the preseason because he is showing this fan base that is starving for big playability exactly that. DJ Moore once again with some big playability. It appears Justin Fields knows where he is feeding him the football because he can make a house call from wherever he touches the ball on the field. How many players can you say that about that the Chicago Bears have fielded in recent years? I'm serious. Like, touch the ball wherever they are, he can make a play and score. Devin Hester? Like, let's go.
Oh, man.
Like, who else?
Okay.
I'm serious.
Tariq Cohen
had that ability.
Yeah, like a little bit of a home run possibility, but man, Hester.
I mean, Khalil Herbert had, you know, had one of those plays in week one, but DJ Moore had a spin move and took a 15-yard play and turned it into 40. And if he can do this for the Chicago Bears and take some of this pressure off of Justin Fields, I'm just saying. Not saying, just saying, DJ Moore's number five on this list.
I like it.
Number four on this list is the return of the old 2013 Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham made himself a red zone target for Jameis Winston. He's like, oh, I know that guy. Found him on a 3-yard. Just put it up in the air and see if anybody can go beat this hurricane for a jump ball. Nuh-uh. Three catches, 34 yards, including a 25-yarder in that three-yard score. They already have Juwan Johnson, right, as a tight end?
They do.
You give me two tight ends. You give me Olave. You give me Can't Guard Mike. You give me Kamara back. You give me Derek Carr, some vintage Derek Carr. You give me that defense. Okay. But Jimmy Graham, certainly after he had that moment out here in Southern California where he had a –
wandering down the street. Yeah. It was kind of weird, kind of scary.
Frightening. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now he's back catching touchdowns like Jimmy Graham. Number three on this list. It's Aaron Rodgers in his new number 17. Okay. He and his new number 17. That's all I have to say. I think you all know what I'm talking about. Garrett Wilson. You know who his old number 17 was? That's a tall order. But if Garrett can be that guy for Rodgers to trust and back shoulder his way out of trouble, if the Jets offense is sputtering, as it can, Dalvin Cook did return to his first practice since being a Viking. He showed up on the practice field for the first time as a Jet today. All I'm saying is Rodgers needed to emerge from this preseason game healthy, breaking a sweat, getting what he called jitters out, and showing everybody there's a quick game, and it's with Garrett Wilson. And he's going to put the ball where Garrett can, as Dan Orlovsky said on Monday, turn a 4-yard gain into an 11-yard gain. He can back shoulder in the red zone. Oh, my gosh. That's number three on this list. Number two on this list, we are all over this team like the proverbial rat on cheese. Kenny Pickett's number two. Kenny Pickett had a 4-for-4, 86-yard performance against Atlanta, and that was it. Just thank you very much. He had 5 preseason drives this summer. Every one of them finished with a touchdown. He targeted George Pickens 3 times. Every one of them was for a first down. One of them went for a touchdown. Another one went for a first down inside the 5-yard line to set up a touchdown. Kenny Pickett, again, with his hamburger helper gloves, out there slinging it, full command. Steelers are sleeping on everybody right now. Or everybody's sleeping on them. Number one on this list, though, is another quarterback who may not play in the National Football League this year. It's tough, man. Cut days are tough, and certainly when you know you're gonna get cut or traded, as Will Greer did when he took to the field for the Dallas Cowboys after Trey Lance is acquired. And Will Greer knew the Trey Lance acquisition was gonna maybe force him out. Everybody's talking about Dak this, Dak that. Trey Lance is not coming for Dak. He might be coming for Cooper Rush, but he's definitely Will Greer's worst nightmare if he wanted to stay a Dallas Cowboy. And Will Greer is told by the Cowboys, show us what you got. And with Dak Prescott in his ear, how weird must that have been alone? Hearing your teammate, who knows you're about to maybe get cut, not maybe, you're about to leave, either cut or traded. He's calling your plays. You know this may be the last time you put the star on the side of your helmet. And he goes 29 of 35 for 2 touchdowns, 10 rushes, 53 yards, played the whole game. What a pro. What a move. Will Greer with the best performance of the final preseason week in this summer.
One more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
And this one is just, his numbers in preseason week number 3 weren't that significant. But here's the one more. Tyson Bagent. Who is he, you might be saying? Well, you didn't really follow him in college football. You probably didn't follow him in high school because he was a 0-star recruit out of high school. And then you probably didn't follow him in college because he didn't get a single D1 offer. So he went to Division II Shepherd University in West Virginia, where he set a college record with 159 touchdown passes. And then he shows up at the Combine. First time I ever saw a Shepherd University logo on the NFL Network screen. And he shows up at the Combine and shows enough for the Chicago Bears to get in touch with him after he goes undrafted and balls out so significantly in training camp and in the summer that he's going to be the number two quarterback behind Justin Fields. And wow, he is causing the Bears to send PJ Walker on down the road. He has earned not only a roster spot, but a significant one, backing up Justin Fields. Tyson Bagent may not be known best for being the son of 17-time world champion arm wrestler, the Beast Travis Bagent, who was at the combine and got a lot of airtime because of who he is and was going nuts in the stand watching his kid work out. So you might say the son of the 17-time arm wrestling champion is putting himself over the top. Thank you so very much. Tip your waitress. I'll be here all week. Speaking of the over the top reference, okay. I did text Daniel Jeremiah because we were watching the combine. We were together. Obviously, we're in the booth together. I asked him about Tyson Bagent and, you know, what's going on here. He told me when he flipped the hat around backwards, PJ Walker didn't have a chance.
Come on.
And that's my top five. What a story, huh?
Great story. Unbelievable. Did I see that was Nathan Peterman in Chicago? He just got released too.
Yeah, well, as you know, the NFL can't quit him. He'll wind up somewhere on a practice squad. I don't know.
Peterman.
But I mean, this kid from Shepherd University is the backup quarterback to Justin Fields. And you know, he plays on occasion where he does not get out of bounds.
He could get dinged, yeah.
So, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. All right, Chris, I'm going to give you the option. Line one or line four, they want to talk about the same thing. You make the choice. Since it's about your team, you have at it. Chris, you choose. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Well,
do it.
Four has been on longer. Let's go to Jonathan in Maryland.
Jonathan in Maryland, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Rich. I'm with my great fantasy football team. Not quite yours, but my own rakish hat. And if you're up for it, I'd love to play the win-loss team, the win-loss game for the New England Patriots.
All right, now,
Super Bowl champion.
Chris, do you want to do the vetting here to see if he's... Because, again, somebody snuck in yesterday and wasn't really a fan of the team.
I don't detect an accent, and he doesn't appear to have a New England phone number. What's the deal, Jonathan?
So I'm from Maryland. I'm currently driving out to be dropped off at college. My dad and his entire side grew up in New England. I can prove it to you. You cried over, I'm assuming, the Celtics losing Game 7. I was upset. My own version was the Bruins losing Game 7.
All right.
Fair.
He's in.
Fair.
He's in. Did he pass?
Let's go.
I feel like this is like the movie Diner.
I know.
Like you're in the basement. We won't let you out to do the win-loss game otherwise. We were scarred by that guy who put the Bills at 8-9 or 9-8. All right. Here we go.
All right, Jonathan.
Here we go. Jonathan in Maryland. Home for the Eagles with Tom Brady in the house. Tommy's there. What do you got?
Loss.
All right. Home for the Dolphins.
Win.
All right. At the Jets.
It's a close one. I'll say loss.
All right. 1-2 at the Cowboys.
Win.
2-2 home for the Saints.
Win.
3-2 at the Raiders taking on McDaniels.
Win.
4-2 home for the Bills.
Loss.
5-3 at the Dolphins.
Loss.
He is legit.
Yeah, 5-4. We're matching up.
5-4 against the Commanders at home.
Win.
6-4 in Frankfurt, Germany against the Indianapolis Colts.
Easy one.
That's 6-4 right there.
Okay.
6-4 at the bye. We'll take that.
6-4 at the bye at the Giants.
Win.
7-4 home for the Chargers.
It's a tough one. The Chargers are definitely a better team. I'm going to have to go with the win on that one, though, because we've had Justin Herbert's number now for at least one game.
All right. 8-3 at the Steelers on a Thursday night.
I think it's a trap game. It's a loss.
8-4 against the Chiefs on a Monday night at home.
Loss. Easy. That's an easy loss.
8-5 at the Broncos.
That's also probably a trap. You also have to loss, too.
That's three in a row. Okay, 8-6 at the Bills.
Loss.
8-7 home for the Jets.
That's a win.
All right. All right.
10-7 or 9-8?
10-7.
That's playoff.
I think that's fair.
With a 4-game losing streak in December to boot.
It's not a hard decision to make, though, because when you think about it, for all the Patriots' flaws on the offensive line everywhere, the Patriots in the AFC have a bottom three quarterback.
Okay.
It's not a controversial take, Brockman. I'm sorry if you disagree with me. Maybe Pickett's, maybe Tannehill, but every other quarterback except the rookies in the AFC South are better than Mac Jones.
Oh, I think 10-7 is optimistic.
Okay. Jonathan in Maryland, thanks for the call, brother. Just drive safely.
I think 10-7 is kind of the ceiling for this team.
4-game. What will it be like on local radio with a 4-game December losing streak?
Especially when.
If they start 8-3.
Well, I think they,
and then
I think
lose
they
4 in a row.
I think they started 7-4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-3. He had 8-4. 8-5, 8-6, 8-7, 8-8. No, he had them 9-8. My bad.
9-8. Okay. Yeah, 8-4 start, and then you lose 4 in a row. That's going to be kind of rough.
You have them 9-8.
It's going to be rough. I think that's fair. 9-8, 10-7. That's kind of what I'll probably.
That's
have
wild card, right?
Well, again, the Dolphins.
9-8. My
Dolphins were 9-8 last year and made the playoffs. So I think you're going to have to get 10 wins in the AFC to secure a spot,
especially the East.
So Max Crosby he's been called in by trainers. Okay.
Oh.
Well, whatever. He's going through with something going on. But everything's all right, hopefully. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more in a moment. Take some more of your phone calls right here on the program. Hey, everybody, with the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be just like me, looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits right now without missing a beat. Choose from 34 or more weekly flavored, packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. So go to factormeals.com/Eisen50 right now and use the code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Back here on the program. You got something over there, Christopher?
All right, Rich. So, as we know, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Breaking news. Fans in Milwaukee not happy about how he suddenly loves everyone. And look how cool I am. And the teammates and everything's great. I'm happy to be here. Well, Jack's American Pub in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Is pledging to cover customers' bar tab when Rodgers and the Jets lose this season. You must open your tab 15 minutes before kickoff. The promotion does not include food, and it only applies if Rodgers is playing and the Jets game does not coincide with the Packers game. There are 4 of those this year, so plenty of opportunities for patrons of this place in Milwaukee to get free drinks on days the Jets lose. That's fantastic.
Are you asking my reaction to this?
Yeah.
Honestly, I hadn't heard about this.
I just saw it today.
I'll tell you one. The word that leaps to mind is pathetic. It's pathetic.
And when you lose, I win.
It's pathetic.
Why? What do you mean? It's hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. It's pathetic.
From the guy that doesn't want kids to have pizza, Rich Eisen.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic. It's a pathetic, weak promotion.
Rich, can I ask you something? Would you feel the same way if he went to like the Lions or anything other than the Jets?
Yes. Yes.
You think that's weak?
weak.
It's hilarious.
And pathetic.
Why? You have a person who left your team.
Rich,
of course, you're
going to.
After
a disappointing career?
Oh, God.
A disappointing career.
Disappointing.
One title. This guy's supposed to be amazing.
Chris, they all can't win multiple titles. Yeah.
Why?
They all can't win multiple titles. They
Why?
Can't. Some can't win one.
Not when, everybody's Terry Bradshaw,
when
bro.
You are praised and deemed a
yes.
god,
yes.
you're supposed to win more than one.
I mean, honestly, this guy, they all water ski behind yachts in New England.
We,
back here on the radio, hold on, we're back here on the radio show, and we just brought something up on the TV side of things, is that there's an establishment in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that is, if you open your tab 15 minutes before the Jets play a game,
yep.
and the Jets wind up losing, your tab is covered.
Your drinks are covered.
Your drinks are covered.
Drinks are on
the
house.
House, on the arm,
if
the Jets lose.
Correct.
So come to this establishment when the Jets play,
yep.
and if it, and let's all root against Rodgers.
Correct.
I love this.
Okay. And I call that pathetic. And weak.
It's a great idea.
And it's pathetic and weak, as if Rodgers did not give the Packers fans a thrill of a lifetime for two friggin' decades. And you're like, he's only won one. It's a disappointing career. You come with me to the Hall of Fame next summer and tell that to Dan Marino's face. You are a disappointment. You're a god. You walk on water in
the
Miami.
Fans. Ask the fans. They're the ones that matter.
Miami fans think Marino is a god for good reason. And San Diego fans, I'm sure, think the same way about Fouts. Not everybody can root for a team that wins six of them and has a quarterback that wins multiple of them. There are now there are some that do, and you can put...
Then I never want to hear a Rodgers GOAT conversation ever again.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why?
The dude barely gets in the club. If we're talking about the levels of the Hall of Fame, where's Rodgers?
Ooh.
Like Dion wants multiple levels.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
No, and so to me, if you have a Hall of Fame worthy career, you deserve to be in the Hall. I would push back on Dion by saying that there deserves to be tears in there. But come on.
You don't think Packers fans think Rodgers' career is a disappointment?
Let me ask you this question.
That, you answer mine first.
Packers fans would think that Rodgers' career was a disappointment. If they do, then they deserve to have Jordan Love flop on them. Because you can't like, I understand they're disappointed in they thought they could have had more. I totally agree with you. There were times where he missed receivers in the playoffs. I'm not saying he's perfect.
Okay.
But what I'm saying
That's all I'm asking.
So for now you to turn around, okay.
It's a fun bar promotion.
But let me ask you this question. I don't find it fun. I find it pathetic. Hold on a second. Let me ask you this question. Let's look at the receipts for this bar. On nights that the Green Bay Packers were playing under Aaron Rodgers, do you think Aaron Rodgers made this bar more money than, say, let's say the bar was around for 40 years? Because, again, Packers fans, they're almost as spoiled as you. All right? They're almost as spoiled as you.
I mean, they're two gods, won two rings.
I
less than a third of what Brady won.
I understand that. No, and Hoskins is asking me to ask you, and I'll ask it, but I don't agree with the premise, is what if they did this in New England for Brady?
It would be I'd find it funny.
Oh, my God.
Because it's funny.
I agree with you, right? It is funny. But I don't agree with you in the sense that it's not one-on-one basketball. This is a team sport. So I always hate the quarterback one-loss thing. I hate the fact that, you know, you only won one. Well, Brady won six. But, like, if Malcolm Butler wasn't born, does Brady have six? No. If Pete Carroll runs the football, does Brady have six? No. Like, if Adam Vinatieri isn't alive, do the Patriots have six?
But
no. So you can't say Tom Brady solely on his own or any quarterback solely on their own won these Super Bowls. I know we hold them to this level and say this is a quarterback. But, no, that's not how this team game works.
And I agree with you. But, you know,
but
Brady.
It is funny, by the way. I'm putting that.
That's definitely funny.
But Brady, you know, made everyone better, including his coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
Brady never played with Davante Adams.
Brady let me
make the guys better in the first three Super
Bowls. I know
we're
going to field, but just look at what Messi's doing for Inter Miami. Honestly, there's a halo effect where suddenly a team that was not winning, they were the worst team in the MLS, right?
Yeah, they were the worst.
Now they're like bicycle kicking it around like it's a Ted Lasso script. You know what I mean? Like setting up five touches for a goal for Messi against the Red Bull.
It's awesome.
Also, squad, by saying just...
But hold on a minute. Just, do I see humor in it? Of course I see the humor in it. Is this life or death? Of course it's not life or death.
It's Tom Petty scale. It's funny.
I find it pathetic. Like as if Rodgers did nothing and deserves scorn, like the Packers didn't have anything to do with the end of this relationship. Honestly, like there's no, like their team at home had nothing to do with it. Didn't draft a receiver for Rodgers forever. Then in the middle of a pandemic, he goes and he's sitting there a few fingers into a drink, a bourbon, and he finds out Jordan Love's now acquired by a guy that he doesn't trust. So what I'm just saying, like, let's just chill out on making him the ultimate villain. Come on out and you get your bar tab. Now then, now let me get into the personal. Come on. We've been getting our ass kicked since Lombardi's. Honestly, let me put it in perspective, rooting against the Jets for you folks. The Jets have not been to the Super Bowl, let alone won one, until after the Jets broke up Bart Starr and Lombardi's streak of two in a row to start this whole thing off. So can you cut us a little slack and pour another round instead of pouring one out with your BS total fabricated hatred of Aaron Rodgers? I totally get that Packers fans like got sick of Rodgers at the end. I totally understand why.
But you don't think they're watching Hard Knocks being like, dude.
In the same way.
Where was this the last few years?
In the same way Patriot fans definitely were watching Brady like giving tips to players in practice in Tampa. Like suddenly he's Mr. Chips.
Oh, and Mr. Personality, I know, telling jokes, social media. Like, I know. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That was Brady breaking free of the
Belichick too.
Bill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That not every
come on.
So, and I totally understand that Packers fans, some of them want to see Rodgers flop, but that like give free drinks. Like Favre was the one who was messing with things when leaving.
Oh, and then he went to play for the Vikings.
Favre was the one who was grinding axes before leaving, and then went to the Jets to grind the biggest axe in your own division. And Rodgers is just like, hey, you didn't FaceTime me. I'll create whatever I need to create in my own head to make me happy. And I'm going somewhere else. But and you've got Jordan Love.
A lot of Pats fans became kind of quasi-Bucks fans because of Brady. Do you think the same's happening for Green Bay fans? Kind of like rooting for the Jets
I don't know. I'd like to hear from a Packers fan. I want to hear from you. You know?
Because I don't think so.
Lacrosse, I want to hear from you. You know, I mean, I don't want to speak for them. Yeah. I know one, Murph, and he's not allowed to call in here.
Free Murph,
banned.
Man.
Murph is not going to be hashtag free Murph.
Yeah.
He's not allowed
to call. Gets lifted, Murph's banned.
He called in and cursed. And the guy never curses around like the poker table, like ever.
Maybe
he's
nervous.
And he cursed when coming on here. He's nervous.
He is
happy to see Rodgers go. But he also wouldn't go to a bar and like, yeah, man, let's root against the Jets. He probably wants to root against the Jets to see me unhappy because he's miserable about Jim Harbaugh and Wisconsin.
He's Wisconsin. Yeah. I just think it's
so. Honestly, I don't know how to answer that question. But don't forget Favre retired and then came back after they turned it over. Like we should have Mike McCarthy in here to be like, hey, Mike, let's walk through this. So. He said he's out. And then after you turn things over to Rodgers, he says, I'm back. Like, this would be like Rodgers going on McAfee saying, I'm out of my my darkness retreat. And I want to come back and play for the Packers. After he has said, I'm done. Like, what if he went on Pat's show and said, I'm retired? Oh, okay. Then we're going to set up, you're in the Ring of Honor. We're going to give you a parade. We'll name a street after you, which is what they do for people of his ilk and his status. We'll do all that. Oh, great. And then he goes on Pat's show after Jordan Love has his introductory press conference, after waiting as long as Rodgers did. And he comes back on Pat's show and go, you know what? I want to go back to the Packers. That's what I want to do.
I kind of wish
that's
that.
What Favre
I wish
did.
That would have happened instead.
That's what Favre did. And then after all of that, he goes to the Jets and then winds up in Minnesota, which, by the way, Let's just say the Vikings are done with Cousins after this year, which everybody assumes.
They trade for Rodgers?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Honestly, like that would be the same. I'm trying to equate what it was like with Favre, and it's not anywhere near the level of DEFCON right now with Rodgers. And this bar is going to go out and say free drinks when the Jets lose. By the way, that's and let me just tell you this: whoever the owner of that bar is, 54 years of experience. That's a loss leader for your budget. Because over the last 50 years, I wouldn't advise a bar pay tabs for when the Jets lose football games. Which is, in a way, maybe admitting Jets are going to do better than you think.
Ooh, that's what you think.
Well, that's what this guy thinks. He's willing to give away, or lady, I shouldn't assume it's a man. You're giving away drinks. Hey, I pay your tab if the Jets lose. In past years, yeah, we didn't see that when Zach Wilson was quarterbacking. The Ray Lucas era, no bars were doing that.
Yeah, where was
when Rich Kotite was coaching it up? No bars were like free drinks when the Jets lose.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So now, sure, let's do it because we assume we're not going to pay that much because Rodgers is that great. So maybe I shouldn't say it's pathetic and just instead say thank you.
Genius.
It's a smart business move. He knows he's not going to lose much because the Jets are probably going to be better.
What nonsense.
And he's going to get the word out.
Get out of here.
I love Rich. It's like...
Seriously.
Like, we're not allowed.
We're not allowed. We're not allowed. I'm so excited. We Jets fans are not allowed. No, you get all the quarterback play, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback play for three decades in a row. Oh, okay. And then one guy decides we're done here, and the Packers feel the same exact way. Wasn't that one of my rumors at the combine that I overheard? Is the Packers sure hope Rodgers wants out?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But like
now,
$1 billion.
Let's come up with this construct. Let's all get together, hate on Rodgers, and root against the Jets. Get out of here. Like Rodgers didn't do anything positive for 20 years. Get out of here.
He had one good season.
Okay.
One.
Hey, listen, that's the way things are measured, right? Rings, parades. His, you know. He lost track. Everyone else can just count on one finger, one hand. Have we done this yet? We did have one. Who should we go next to? Oh, wait. Who's Dave? Let's get Dave on here. Where's Dave from? I don't know his location.
I don't know.
Is from.
It didn't populate. Oh, it's
Dave
Nashville.
In Nashville. Dave in Nashville. What's up? I feel bad for all the people that are holding on. Dave wants to chime in because we're talking about it. What's up, Dave? Go for it.
Oh, man. I will be really glad when we stop talking about Aaron.
Okay.
I'm tired of hearing it, too. He's going to lose the first night, and then you're going to be all crying.
I won't be crying. Excuse me, Dave. Dave, I will not be crying.
I didn't mean you, per se. I'm like, oh,
Dave, where are you from? You're not from Nashville, are you? Where are you from?
New Jersey. I'm mid-Atlantic, Dave.
Oh,
New Jersey.
Okay. So you're a Giant fan, Dave. Is that what you are?
No.
What are you?
No.
What are you?
Ravens.
Ooh. All right. I mean, you know... Look, I mean, so, come on. What do we got a problem with the Jets? Why can't you let the Jets have something once every half century? What's the matter with you?
That's what it is.
Because they are the Jets. They're perennial losers.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's my point. That's my point, Dave. Come on, man. We all can't have 24 games in a row of a winning streak in preseason and a coach that's there forever and a great owner, you know, and a front office that knows how to draft. We all can't have that, Dave, you know?
But you know, everybody keeps saying Favre, you know, the big prima donna. Favre didn't want to leave. What happened with that was his agent,
Bus Cook?
Thompson, comes to him and says, hey, you're retiring, right? We need you to retire. And he goes, well, I guess. And then, you know, quarterbacks, you know, at the end of January, they're all beat up and, you know, they need to heal a little bit.
I don't know.
Come June, Favre is like,
did you say, hold on a second,
play.
Dave, I got to stop you.
Goes,
did
no,
you say,
did
you, did you just say the word, did he say the words that Favre wasn't dramatic, essentially?
God,
let me tell you something, Dave, let me tell you, let me give you a little history lesson.
Keep playing, and Ted Thompson didn't want to have any part of that. Because his golden boy, Aaron, was sitting in the wings.
Well, and that's why, you know, Gutekunst's golden boy, Jordan Love, was sitting in the wings. So it's kind of the same thing. But let me just tell you, let me give you a little history lesson, Dave.
The threat from Brett
Dave.
Said he still had a year on his contract. He's like, you know,
Dave.
I want to play, finish out this year. No, you're not finishing out.
Dave,
you're
let me give you, Dave. I got to give you a history lesson. Dave, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. There we go. I love chopping it up with people from Jersey. Let me give you a little history lesson. This is the 20th year of NFL Network. 20 years. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Let me tell you something. NFL Total Access I did from 2003 to 2011, and then I've been doing other things. The number one person that has caused me to call home and say I can't make it yet because plans have changed. The number one person who has caused rundowns to be ripped up, torn up, and thrown in the trash. More than anyone else, it's not Terrell Owens.
Nope. I guess.
Close.
Nope.
Who's your guess?
Brett Favre?
Bingo.
100%.
Brett Favre.
Early calls. Overtime.
There was one New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
New Uh-oh. Year's Eve, Sunday night, last game of the year on New Year's Eve. Favre, Packers versus the Bears. And everybody was sitting there on the set of NFL Network freaking out. Because we had to wait and see if he was coming back and retiring or not. Because the year before, after he got eliminated from the playoffs, we were sitting there and he was chatting with Mike Sherman. This is how long ago it was. Remember him?
Mike.
I do.
Our friend Warren Sapp once told him, put a jersey on. You remember
that?
Put a jersey on.
We had to wait for him to chat with Mike Sherman for an hour and a half before he came out in his press conference and then didn't make a move about whether he was retiring or not. We waited for nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. And we were freaking out that we would be watching Dick Clark drop a ball on the following year waiting.
It's true.
Dick Clark. The next year. God bless Andrea Kramer. Asked him point blank the question because she was a sideline reporter on Sunday Night Football. Are you coming back or not? And he answered point blank, I am. I'll tell you what, there was a celebration in our studio as if the ball had just dropped. We started almost kissing and singing Auld Lang Syne to anyone else.
I did. I may have played it.
If it was only professionally appropriate.
I may have played it.
Because we had been having enough of waiting for this guy to make a decision. And then Terrell Owens was number two. Sit-ups on the lawn, crying, that's my quarterback.
I had so much.
You know, 50 million reasons or whatever the hell it was. Oh, my gosh. So I don't want to hear it. Boy, do we go on a whole jag about somebody coming up with free drinks just because the Jets might lose.
Drinks are on the house.
Get out of here with this noise. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk Packers. NFC North. We predict the NFC North and more of your phone calls right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everything's on the arm from here on out.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Can't wait for the Jason Bay tribute video.
Jason Bay.
There you go. Rick Porcello wasn't even a free agent pitcher.
Two former Red Sox players. I remember I bought a Jason Bay t-shirt jersey his 1 year thinking, all right, new outfielder, new home run hitter, gone the next year.
I mean, Max Scherzer did not perform up to...
Close.
The Mets expectation level.
He was no Bobby Abreu, that's for sure.
No, that's right. He was no Bernard Gilkey either.
Kind of like Cole and the Yankees.
Innocent until proven.
Kind of like Cole and the Yankees.
My favorite.
Yeah, it'll be a lit night.
What do you mean? Garrett Cole's amazing.
Oh, dude, don't even pin a thing on Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole's going to wear a Yankee hat in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, didn't you tweet out recently that he was a bum or something like that?
Yeah, the Red Sox own him, but other than that, he's great.
You can't beat the Red Sox.
That's his point.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who cares? Oh, you can't beat the fourth place team?
Yeah, but well, you want to beat your rival. You got to beat your rival.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad at least you are under, you know, can't pitch to Altuve either. Now you know what it feels like. Now you know what it feels like when we face Devers.
Yeah, right.
Yankees can't pitch to him. It's just like, hey, you know what? You're going to face him probably on average. What? How many at bats a year from him now? Even in the new, even in the new, 50 at bats. You know he's going to get 50 at bats against you.
Yeah, I mean,
let's come up with a pitching plan for him. What do you think?
350.
What do you think? Literally, ever since he pulled and rolled this Chapman 105 mile an hour fastball as a rookie right out of right center field in the new Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
They have not. I don't think they've ever been able to pitch to him. Anybody
pitched in my game?
So at least you know how I feel. I'm in a mood now. You put me in a mood.
He three drinks. Did.
I mean, that was kind of the idea.
We made.
Do I got to do this read? I think I got to do a read here. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So, I mean, what? Let's have a bar, you know, root against the Buffalo Sabres too, right? Like let's say hey every time the Sacramento Kings lose, let's pay everybody's bar tab. I mean that's what I mean. It's pathetic.
No,
it's pathetic.
What are you talking about?
That's what makes fun in the that it's okay.
Just make sure you get to Citi Field for Rick Ankiel Day.
I don't find it fun.
Oh, Rick Ankiel Day.
Oh yeah, that'll be a great video tribute. He'll probably take out more scoreboards than Otani. Is that too soon? I'm in a mood. I'm so sorry I said that about somebody who had trouble finding home
plate. You know,
I'm
here for
Mackie Sasser video tribute night. Let's show him hit the second base umpire in the head.
What is happening?
I mean, we are out of our minds.
I'm in a mood.
Oh, Rich is
lit. I have been placed in a mood.
Rich is lit.
Rasheed Wallace Day.
Atlanta Hawks Rasheed Wallace Day. Frank Gore Eagles Day.
Martin in Pueblo, Colorado. Let's take his phone call. What's up, Martin? How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. Just taking my call again.
Martin. You got it. What's on your mind, Martin?
Yeah, so I called a few times last year when you picked the Raiders when you were being a prisoner of the moment. but I want to say that I do forgive you for all that.
I appreciate that.
This new season. But hey, let's.
Wait a minute, Martin. Martin, does that mean you granted clemency to the prisoner of the moment? Is that what just happened? I had my sentence commuted?
Absolutely.
All right, so what do you want to do, Martin?
Let's look at the Broncos schedule.
Okay.
Broncos.
All right, here we go. I just want to let you know already, Nick and Corona has the team 15-2. So that's the ceiling. Let's see if you find the floor. Martin of Pueblo, Colorado. First up, Vegas Raiders at home, week one.
Win.
Home for the Commanders, week two.
Win.
At the Dolphins, week three.
Loss.
2-1 at the Bears.
Win.
3-1 against the Jets at home.
Some free drinks in Milwaukee.
All right. Gilligan hacks for everybody. 4-1 against the Chiefs at home. At the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday night.
NFL schedulers really hit us with that one. That's a loss.
4-2 home against the Packers.
Win.
5-2 against the Chiefs at home.
We end the drought. Win.
6-2 out of the bye at the Bills.
Loss.
6-3 against the Vikings at home.
Win.
7-3 against the Browns at home.
Win.
8-3 at the Houston Texans.
Win.
9-3 at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Loss.
9-4 at the Detroit Lions.
Close win.
10-4 against the Patriots at home.
Sorry, Brockman. Win.
11-4 against the Chargers at home.
Win.
12-4 at the Vegas Raiders.
Last game of season loss.
12-5 for the thank you for the call, Martin, in Pueblo, Colorado. Lots of gummy ingestion by the Pat Broncos fans. That's what it seems
what did
like.
Did he say 12-5?
Yes. So Martin in Pueblo, Colorado. 12-5, and Nick and Corona had it 15-2.
All right, their Vegas total is
all your money on the Broncos.
Their
I
Vegas
guess.
Total is 8.5.
Okay, so. Let's just put it this way, and I'm not advocating any of this. It looks like they're over. They took the over.
They took the over. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they,
way over.
By a lot. Wait.
Maybe the caller yesterday was on to something. Maybe we get people who aren't fans of the team to give these records just to be
this
a little
is great. This is fun.
I'm mad fans.
There's
fans.
A reason why, there's a reason why our phone lines are lit. Let's get to the NFC North. This is our daily.
Yeah.
Predictions of divisions. We're halfway through the league. We've got four more days left in the week. We're going to go NFC North today. Chris Brockman, you're first up.
All right, guys. NFC North. Okay, here we go. This is what I like. I'm going Packers to win the division.
Oh, my gosh. Drinks for everybody.
They have the best defense in that division. I think Jordan Love is going to be really good. They have two very good running backs, Christian Watson. Let's hope Romeo Doubs can kind of slide into that Randall Cobb. And I think they have a really good coach. I think Matt LaFleur is the best coach in that division. I think they're back. I'm all in on the Packers this year. Vikings are still a really good team with a really good offense, despite losing Dalvin Cook. I am not on board the Lions bandwagon.
Clearly.
And I think the Bears, look, they're still a couple years away. We need to see development. I think the Bears, if they can win six games, I'm sure their fans would be excited. They just want to see improvement offensively, improvement on the offensive line. But I'm all in on Green Bay.
TJ?
I gotta be honest, man. I'm looking at what I predicted here, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. Oh. So here's what we got.
Conviction. Let's go. Conviction.
I've got Skull winning. I'm going with the Vikings.
Back-to-back division titles.
Can't see them falling off that much.
Wow, look at this.
The Lions. I had a talk with a Bears fan, and he kind of talked me down into thinking the Bears, I thought they were going to be a little bit better than he thought, so I put them at 3, and then I put the pack at 4. I just don't know how Jordan Love's going to turn out. If he turns out great.
Ashton said, don't put us in last, and you're
okay. I can never reveal my source, Rich. I mean, that's why it's a source.
All right. Okay? I believe, as you know, the Packers are going to perform better than people think. I don't believe division winning. Look, Jordan Addison better be good, man.
I think he is.
There's going to be two people on Justin Jefferson, and he's really special. He's terrific. I need to see if Alexander Mattison is ready for the role. So it's the Madison-Addison combination. I do believe the defense is going to be better in Brian Flores. And I do think the Bears are going to be improved, but not out of last place. I'm restoring the roar. I'm going to go for it. I think the Lions are going to win this division. I think they are who we think they are, and the Bears are one year away. I think this is the year before their year where they can finally break out. I do like the Ryan Poles maneuvers. I like how they're building the team, and I think they're going to be better than people think. I mean, seven wins might finish in last place in this division. So I could see a vast improvement in wins by the Bears, but not in last place, not out of last place. And I like the Lions, man. And I know I just kind of went higher register there. I did like Matthew Berry's point that Jared Goff's playing their last 10 games in a dome. And I like their coach. I like the way they've built themselves. Jahmyr Gibbs, folks, we have not seen him unwrapped yet. And if he is the matchup nightmare that we're hearing him, and then they get to be, and they get their other Crimson Tide guy back, and Jameson Williams 6 weeks into the season. And my guy, Aiden Hutchinson, does take that big step up from year one to year two that I'm expecting. Look out. That's our NFC North preview. AFC North tomorrow. Valerie in South Carolina, let's take your call to wrap things up. What's up, Valerie?
Hi, how are you doing today, Rich?
I am doing great. How is everything in Carolina? Are you battening down the hatches? I hope everything's fine there.
Well, I'm in the middle part of the state and everything. It's not even blowing wind here.
Okay, good.
But I want to do the win-loss for the Panthers.
Outstanding. I'm not even going to ask you if you're a Panther fan. You're calling in from Carolina, and it sounds like you are from there, Valerie. So let's do this.
I am.
Okay, let's do this. The Carolina Panthers, we have not had anybody do this just yet. At Atlanta, week one.
That's a loss.
Okay. Home for the Saints on a Monday night. We're going to see Bryce Young pretty fast at home.
And I think that's a loss, too. I think we start the season slow.
0-2 at the Seahawks. That'll be a tough assignment.
Probably a loss there, too.
0-3, home for the Vikings.
Loss.
0-4 at the Detroit Lions.
lost.
Home for the at the Dolphins.
I think they're going to surprise the Dolphins and pull out a win that day.
Okay, Bryce Young versus Tua. Roll Tide in that one. Finally getting a win. 1-5 coming out of the bye. At the home for the Texans.
Win.
Home for the Colts.
Win.
That's 3-5 at the Bears on a Thursday night.
Loss.
Okay, that's now 3-6 home for the Cowboys.
Loss.
3-7 at the Titans.
Loss.
3-8 at the Bucks.
Win.
4-8 at the Saints.
Loss.
4-9 home for the Falcons.
Win.
5-9 home for the Packers.
Win.
6-9 at the Jaguars.
Loss.
And 6-10 home for the Bucks.
Win.
7-10. Okay.
Ooh.
Yep.
Thanks for the call,
that's
Valerie.
That's what I think they're going to be, 7-10.
Very good, Valerie. Thanks very much. That's Valerie in South Carolina.
Wow.
Vegas' total is 7.5, so she's right there.
That'd be quite a journey, starting 0-5.
Yeah, right.
Only to win 7 games, which is, did they sign for it? I don't know.
I think so.
Just Bryce Young being healthy and showing what you can do.
Yep.
Fun show. Want to thank the Little League champs from El Segundo for stopping by, and also you as well.
For over 3 decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.